WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new department on government efficiency. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
According to the announcement, Musk, Ramaswamy, and their department would provide advice and guidance from outside the government, but it's unclear how that agency would be funded.
Mr. Trump visits the White House and Capitol Hill today, where Senate Republicans will be choosing a new leader to replace Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Scott McFarland from Washington.
McConnell's lieutenant, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott of Florida are the candidates. The voting happens by secret ballot.
The FAA is banning U.S. flights to Haiti for at least a month after three planes were hit by gang gunfire. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FBI is investigating. One of the things they're going to want to know, was someone targeting U.S. airlines specifically?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was reelected to the position by a smaller Republican majority on Tuesday. Speaker Voss has now held the position longer than anyone in state history, but faced challenges to his reelection bid with new district maps across the state this year. In addition to losing the near Republican supermajority with the new maps, Voss faced calls for a change from members of his own party due to past conflicts with President-elect Donald Trump. The Republican majority in the assembly dropped by about 10 seats. The National Park Service will hold four public meetings this month to gather public input on the comprehensive river management plan of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. The first two meetings will take place in Spooner and Hayward on November 20th, and the other two will be held on November 21st in St. Croix Falls and Stillwater, Minnesota. The organization's river management plan focuses on resource management, visitor experiences, and preservation efforts. Residents can also submit comments on the plan online through the end of the year. As Chippewa Falls officials put the final touches on this year's Irvine Park Christmas Village, the woman who destroyed part of the display last year has been sentenced to probation. 33-year-old Ebony Hudson of Tennessee was found competent to stand trial last week and entered a no-contest plea to recklessly endangering safety on Tuesday. Hudson drove through the display last December, also ramming her vehicle into a Parks Department truck. City officials say this year's display is on track to open on Thanksgiving night as usual. Oak Leaf Clinics officially opened another urgent care facility in Eau Claire on Tuesday. The new clinic is located on West Oakwood Mall Drive on the south side of the city, with a focus on patients who need immediate care but are not in life-threatening condition. It will be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The organization has opened a number of clinics in the Chippewa Valley in recent months, hoping to fill the gaps in care left behind by the departure of HSHS from the region earlier this year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least eight more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game too, but before